Welcome to the Morning After with our mommy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning After. We are currently doing a podcast in Cabo San Lucas. I'm here with the one and only John Matthew.
Hello.
And Trevor Plouf. The Le Plouf.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. It's finally happening.
It is finally happening. Trevor has his own podcast, Talking Baseball, through John Boy Media. Way more successful than my podcast. And you know what? It's a pleasure to have you on today. I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate the kind words. I think that you're doing really well for yourself in this genre. And I've listened to it, and you are like a pro.
You know what? I really appreciate that, because everyone just looks at our relationship and says, Matthew's the pro. You know what? F you, Matthew. I'm the pro. Also, on another stance.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think they're kind of right.
We're used to you, though. We're used to you. We're not used to Trevor. But I will say, Trevor's wife, Olivia, and I just absolutely dominated Matthew and Trevor on the tennis courts. Can I get a uh-huh?
You guys are good. We let you...
You let us.
Well, no, we didn't let you have anything, because there's no doubt you guys are good players.
Yeah.
But when we wanted to turn it on, we turned it on.
But it didn't. It didn't work.
I started taking my shirt off. It was more about getting a tan, I think.
A little bit of a distraction mechanism, but I think Olivia and I distracted you guys a little better than you distracted us.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Matthew?
You guys are good. You guys are good at tennis.
Thank you so much. Olivia, Trevor's wife, is incredible. She's very good. I just kind of watch her play and sit in the back, and then kind of like what Matthew does with Trevor as well.
Oh,
wouldn't
no.
you agree, babe?
Yeah, sure.
You don't agree with that?
No, I agree.
Oh, wait.
I think you're a better player than you're giving yourself. I think you're a better player than you're giving yourself credit for. Both you and Olivia are good. Olivia obviously has played more, and
Olivia's a stud.
We'll say way better fundamentals, but
I can't hit a forehand to save my life.
No, but you're good. You guys are good. When we wanted to turn it on, we turned it on. It got ugly quick, and then
you lost.
And then But
you lost.
Yeah, we took it easy on you guys. It was nice, though. It was a nice little morning jog. Nice little morning jog.
Yeah, you didn't take it easy. We fucking owned your shit. And it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You know what? What I love about this group that we're with in Cabo right now, we're very active. Right after we played pickleball, which I'm pretty sure Trevor dominated in. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was nice. Trevor was really good. I'll let him talk on it.
This is my favorite podcast ever, because you're just like hyping me up so much. People are going to think I'm the coolest person ever. This is awesome.
You are pretty cool. And to be honest, I do love that you both have Modelos in front of you. I'm a few tequilas deep right now. I'm feeling really good about this. I'm feeling good about the day. We are calling this AKA Slutty Sunday.
Oh my goodness.
But it's also not slutty, because it's God day. So we're balancing this.
I was just disappointed that we missed yoga with our aloe guy Marco, who's down here. You girls were all aloed out in their tennis gear, and I'm sitting there going, I mean, what better opportunity to show some aloe love? And then we see a bachelorette party walk in. It's nothing but chicks and aloe. I'm like, we should have all gone down yoga, but Marco, I'm apologizing on a podcast to
but
you.
But not apologizing, because every woman that was on
yeah,
the
that
courts
is true.
Was wearing aloe.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we're not in the aloe studio with Sophie today. We are on our own. But you know what? I will say, it's distracting when women are in aloe gear. It's a little distracting when men are in aloe gear, because the aloe looks good on you and Trevor as well. They did take their shirts off. It didn't tickle our feathers like they thought it would. Or tickle our fancy? What's the... This is a thing on
feathers,
my podcast.
Fancy doesn't matter. Words are hard. Kyle says that all the time.
This really
Welcome
is
to the Morning After with the host who knows nothing about the English language.
Oh my God. That was rude.
So Marco, we know who Marco is.
Yes, he's great.
The founder of Aloe. I told him yesterday, I said, he's the reason that we get distracted, because the tennis gear does look really good on you guys. And
he's
very distracting.
He might be the reason that we have so many children. No? Yes?
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, listen, no. Oh shit, it keeps coming up. You know what? We're in Cabo, so that is what it is. We also were just having the vasectomy talk, because we've had this conversation on the podcast before. Trevor's looking at me like, oh, this is getting dicey. Matthew, this off season will be getting
a vasectomy. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure, I'm in.
Yeah, we're in, because why? Because
I don't want to have any more kids.
That's damn right. That's right. And you know what? I am technically technically allergic to birth control in a weird way. You know, I have blood clotting disorders, and this asshole has been real selfish. Oh, here we go. Would you like to defend yourself here? Defend yourself?
Somebody get the violin out, start playing it for her. Just
okay. You know what? For all the women out there, Michelle, come over here. Oh, she's
Michelle mid chip bite.
She's
she put
chips.
The chip down.
She took it, taking on Slutty Sunday.
Mosey
and she
on over
great.
Here.
All right, so we're all laying by the pool. You can't see us, but. You know, this is what we're doing.
Just we trust us. That's what we're doing.
We ran into a bachelorette party that looked great, but they weren't taking on Slutty Sunday like us, right?
Well, no, they didn't know about Slutty Sunday to be technical about it.
You're probably right, but we mentioned it, so maybe they'll show up in the to the pool with some Slutty Sunday gear. You know, hopefully. Wait. But oh, vasectomy-wise, your husband has a vasectomy, correct?
He does, thank God. That's crucial in a relationship after kids.
Agreed. And Trevor?
I do the pull and pray method.
Oh, yeah, because y'all, okay. Well,
some would say
there.
My timing is impeccable.
That Yeah.
Some
but
would
that,
say that.
That is true. That's also very dicey. But, you know, Trevor and Olivia aren't officially done. They don't know if they're done. They might be done. They're kind of, so, you know, vasectomy doesn't work for them. But vasectomy for you, sir, works.
Yeah, sounds great. Let's do it. Line it up.
So if anyone has doctors out there, we're willing to listen. LA-based. All right, moving on from there. So we did what? We played tennis. We played pickleball since we've been here. The playoffs are currently happening. Blowouts yesterday.
Kelly was not aware that the second game was a comeback. And
Oh, shit.
Yep. I totally forgot.
That's
Kelly.
This is super dialed. Dicey.
What a win yesterday.
By Jacksonville.
Yeah, crazy.
Shout out to Trevor Lawrence and also
Marvin Jones.
Which... family friend.
Did he? So Trevor Lawrence just had 4 picks before any touchdown, right?
What is... Okay.
That's awesome. That's good for him. And you know what that kind of game is? Is it's like that shows him that he can do it at a high level in the playoffs. Like what a confidence builder.
He's done a great job, honestly, because turnovers happen in the league. And I watched all 4 of those. And some of those are plays that I sit there and go, you got to put that ball there. And either it gets caught or it gets picked. And that's the way the game goes. But to have the confidence in the juice as a young player in the playoffs, first time in the playoffs, to wipe away 4 picks in the first half and say, all right, I'm gonna go play the second half with nothing else to lose. Worst thing gonna happen is throw 5 and throw 4, you know, 4 tutties in the second half, come back and win. Was awesome.
If you're a Jags fan, and you know, obviously he's your quarterback,
yeah,
that puts a lot of confidence in him and you as a fan, because that's the lowest of low right there, bro. Yeah. 4 picks and no touchdowns. You're down 27 points, and then you come back. That puts a lot.
I mean, it must be the hair. The hair's got to give him a lot of confidence.
Yeah. We talked about the hair a little bit yesterday, didn't
Hair's
we?
Like, aggressive it's aggressive on both sides.
Yeah. Well,
Justin Herbert is also got a good
But his
hair
is more like beachy, and I like that. Yeah. You know, and then Trevor Lawrence, he blow dries that and straightens
He's
it. Maybe or maybe not.
Round brush, for sure. Michelle's over there nodding. Definitely a round brush situation for Trevor Lawrence. It's very slick.
I don't know the demographic of this pod, but I'm assuming a lot of them use blow dryers.
Yes, they do.
I just have learned.
A lot of yes to the blow dryer. Who is Trevor Lawrence?
That's
what's going on right now.
I learned about the blow dryer and how, like, what a marvelous machine it is. I never knew that, like.
You have great hair, though.
Well, now I can, like, do the blow dryer and it, like, comes back straight. I never knew that was like a thing, and then Olivia taught me.
What do you call your hair? Where it's like really...
I do a fade.
A fade.
And then just coming back.
Okay, a fade, which is like where it's really short on the sides, because we have... I feel like we have some people...
A fade.
What do we call your hair?
Shit. Matthew looks great right now.
Shag. I like shag.
Kids had shag for a long time.
With a lot of grays, and I'm here for it.
You don't
have
salty,
a lot of grays,
it's a salty
Trevor.
Situation over here.
Wait, hold on. You don't have a lot of grays. What's your secret?
I live a stress-free life. Yeah. I really do. I try to like
professional sports and is just loving life.
Yeah, I have a great life. I try to like not be stressed, and I think I do have them in my beard and on the side of my head, and so that's another reason why I go low on the sides.
That's why you go low. I see a little.
You can see
it.
If you get like closer, you might see some.
I'm gonna start really just pointing those out for you.
I'm sorry, Matthew. I just told you I have to get closer.
If you saw Olivia, there would be no fucking...
I think that men who have grays, like, you know, stray grays, it's nice. It looks nice.
Honestly,
you look good, Matthew.
It's like maturity.
I agree.
Like, I do the what do you call it? The salt and pepper. It's hot.
So hot.
I agree with that. There's not, and then, you know what, Jeff is
bald.
Jeff is bald, but he has a ginger beard.
He does have a salt and pepper ginger.
Yeah, salt and pepper ginger. Strawberries and cream.
Strawberries and cream.
I just came up with that.
Well done.
We should trademark it. I don't know what you trademark it for, but yeah. If there's ever some, I don't know.
It's a niche market.
Not many gingers left in this world. Dime a dozen. They're very, honestly, it's special. My mom's a ginger. You don't see it very often.
Are you guys 100% done? Like, this is it, huh?
1,000
yeah,
million.
It's a big decision, though.
No, it's not.
No?
Go ahead and have two more and tell me what you think.
I agree with that. I know you got, I mean, four kids is, it's a nice amount. Yes, I have four great daughters.
That's very sweet. Are they great?
We're deciding. Olivia and I, we go back and forth. I think we're probably done with two.
Tell everyone the ages of your kids.
We have a 7-year-old son named Teddy, and we have a 5-year-old daughter named Isla. So we are at the point now we can travel.
Kind of out
we
of
can
it.
Like do. We can like kind of live our
really
life.
You want to go back to diapers?
That's the only thing that we think about is going back that way. And you know, she's like, Olivia's living her best life right
now. Yeah, she is. She
looks and like for her to go through pregnancy
that, you know?
Again, and she'd have to give. She loves tennis. If people don't know Olivia.
Great
she,
ass.
We talked about that.
Great ass.
She's it's nice. Very
great
nice.
Ass.
Matthew.
Cheeks. We're looking at her right now by the pool. She has no idea.
Olivia, stand up.
Stand up real quick. Just twirl for us.
I'll just describe her for you.
Go ahead. Yeah.
She's I call her my Egyptian goddess.
Uh-huh. We have Olivia and Crystal and Jess at
the
pool. Oh, slutty Sunday. That ass
I got to go, guys. I'm
out.
Done.
I got to go. Trevor's out. No, she looks great. It's tough. I get why the aloe's hard for you. It's hard for me with her, you know? It's just, she looks great. You can agree.
Listen, Kelly, I think you look great now.
It's very sweet, babe. Yep. All right, so for the rest of the day, we drank while playing. We did. We had some, I'm sorry, Matthew's telling me to slow down.
Blue breaks, no.
Little does he know, this is my podcast, not his. And we've had a few cocktails. After we beat Trevor and Matthew, Olivia and I in tennis, everyone met us to play pickleball, which I lost. Did you lose? Yo, Trevor won.
Yeah, I was terrible.
You were really bad.
My competitive spirit was low.
Because you lost?
No,
tennis?
I just.
Okay, I get it.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of juice for it. No, I told Trevor. No,
tell me. Why don't you have a lot of juice? Because you want to be playing football?
No, I just, you know, I've... No. Without sounding like a jerk, here I go.
Yeah, sound like a jerk. I'm here for it.
No, I told Trevor, I said, when you've competed at the highest level, competing on the tennis court or the pickleball court, it's just cute, you know? I don't really care who wins.
Okay.
If there were, you know, 3 million eyes on it or 60,000 people in the stands, I might give a little extra effort.
I'm
just
this
trying
straight.
To not get injured out there and have some fun.
You have no competitive juice outside of football?
It's the potato sack race energy.
So when Cooper was crushing the potato sack race and you were just...
This is real, okay? Like, I totally understand where you're coming from. I've heard from many times. So people don't know. I used to play baseball. You didn't tell anybody that.
I'm not just a podcaster.
I used to be a baseball player.
Trevor played for many years in the league. Continue.
But
wait. Let's give you back. Let's do this right. Give us your background.
I played baseball for the Minnesota Twins mostly, and then I was with the Phillies, the Oakland A's, and Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
But for Matthew, coming off a Super Bowl win. Whenever I talked to baseball players that played in a World Series, the only thing they ever talked about was, I have to get back to there because baseball is not as fun. Like, regular season baseball sucks. Even, like, I mean, the playoffs are fun, but, like, the World Series in particular, like, that rush, that level of competition, all the eyeballs on you, you know, it's every play is under, you know, a magnifying glass. Like, it's – you get to there, and that's all you want to do.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I mean, if I – miss a pickleball forehand, I'm not real worried about it, you know?
Hold on. Now,
somebody hit the next wiffle ball at
Trevor.
Me, we'll see what happens.
Hold on, to my devil's advocate here. This isn't going to last your whole life. So what is your competitive nature? Like, what do you mean there's no competitive nature after you're done playing football? Because that's not something I need someone who's competitive with me.
No, I'm competitive. I just have a realistic lens on what we're doing.
I'm on vacation.
Oh.
Having fun.
Are you?
Yes.
I see. I'm winning, so I'm having fun.
Somebody else is not into the having fun mode on vacation. We're just trying to win, and that's the host of this year podcast.
And that's what? I'm sorry?
The host of the podcast.
Oh, no, I think I won. I'm having a great time. Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
Might be a chemical imbalance there.
You know what, Michelle, we're going to just double this shit in.
Matthew, when he's done playing.
Yeah, because, okay, so Trevor's done. And I will say, you're very competitive in tennis when we play. Not like that when we're back home and it's the time ball. Like, Trevor won last month or maybe the month before, right? And he was very much like, look, he's already shrugging his shoulders.
What?
Like, that's his competitiveness coming out. So do you think he'll have that when he's done? Maybe not in the middle of what he's in. But
he'll be searching for it. Something that gives him that competitive feeling again. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be tennis. It could be golf. A lot of guys get into golf.
It will be golf.
I think the team aspect is what guys miss the most. So having like a brotherhood and like a camaraderie.
So where do you find that?
I don't. Nothing will match it that I've seen so far. But time ball's fun. Doubles tennis is fun because there is a little team aspect to that. But I searched for it for a while. Golf doesn't do it for me. A lot of guys get into that, and golf doesn't fulfill that. Tennis has a little bit.
Tennis has. Do you like? It's
hard for me.
You and Olivia could play mixed doubles, and it would be competitive and fun. It might cause some marital problems, but you know that's.
I just
that's
listen. Here, here, right there. I'm a good husband because she says so. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, you should.
In tennis, at least.
I wouldn't be able to say no to her either. But you're right.
I'm looking at her right now.
I'm not even kidding. Wow, she's at the fridge. She looks great. I will say, whenever I let Livia down in tennis, it's more than I would let Matthew down. I'm like, oh, fuck, Livia, I'm so sorry.
So that's, for me, one thing that, you know, also when you get done, like, it's not about me anymore at all.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that she's like, got back into tennis, because that's, like, been so good for her, and I see her competitiveness come out.
I love
out,
it.
And
she's
like
competitive.
I didn't know that aspect of her until like she started playing tennis again.
Oh, really?
I knew she played in high school, but I didn't know that like she was as good as she
she's
is.
Good. She can beat all of us.
And
like,
then
twofold,
she
like, over and over again. And
yeah, half, she's got something going.
Away. No idea that we're talking about her. When did you notice that he what's it called? What were we just talking about?
Competitive spirit?
What about my competitive spirit, babe?
Yeah. Day one.
this is awesome.
Like, it's ridiculous. The whole family is... It's a mild issue. Correct. There's a mild issue there. But,
A mild issue?
We'll unpack that later on another episode of The Morning After.
No. Okay, I don't think being competitive is bad.
No, I don't either. I'm just kidding. I'm,
Are you kidding?
Kind of. But you guys... Yeah, your whole family's ultra competitive.
Yeah, we are.
At everything you do.
Everything we do, except for
ordering
cooking,
a meal. Did you get
losing.
The best meal? Did I get the best meal? Did Jay Hall get the best meal? I mean, it's.
I will say
it's
kind of funny.
Kind of nonstop.
My dad will wait, so like he'll be like, "I want to order last," and then
this is a real thing.
This he'll take 45 minutes
people.
To order. Which, Dad, I love you. You know I do.
This is not just for the show.
No, it's but we literally like we'll sit there and we're like, looking at Jay. Jay wants to go last. Got it. So Jay, listen, you two. I'm talking. Do you need a shot? Oh, all right. So anyways, Jay will wait and he'll be like, I ordered the best thing here. I waited for all you to order. And I can't do the accent. You do it.
He absolutely like interrogates our whoever's serving. I feel so bad. I walk up. I apologize in advance. I say, sorry, this guy's going to just mentally undress you for the best thing on the menu.
Mentally undress
you. He's
wow.
He just can't help himself. And it's we're getting everything from what's won an award here, what do you eat on your, what's your favorite meal, this, that,
also,
and the other.
Also, what has everyone else ordered at the table?
What's everybody else ordered? I'd like
oh,
to know.
It takes
and
forever.
Then he orders,
I
and then it's like,
that,
I ordered the best thing, y'all.
And then he'll come out and be like, look at my meal.
I'm just.
But you know what? That's what we love about J-Pop.
Correct. But you guys compete a little bit.
We do. We compete at who wants the best meal at Jay Alexander's. Shout out to Jay's great.
So wait. Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah, it's
I'm
true.
Just, I'm wrapping real. My head around all of this. You guys go to dinner. You guys order food.
Uh-huh.
And there's a competition who orders the best food. Isn't that like subjective? Like whatever you like is
you
probably
know when
the
it
best.
Comes out, hold on. When it comes out, you know like, oh, that looks good. Yeah. Or like Michelle's meal came out last night. Like, oh, that looks like dog shit.
Can I give you a cheat code?
What?
Just order fajitas every time. That sizzling plate coming out.
That's really true.
It's sizzling, and everyone looks. Like the whole restaurant plate. Looks at your plate when it walks out.
That is very true because it's sizzling hot. But hold on, give us your back. This is Michelle. You guys know Michelle, but give us your background again.
What do you mean?
Your
background. Give us your background, Michelle.
We're fajitas big in Nicaragua.
No, fajitas are not big in Nicaragua, and fajitas neither is like tortillas. We're like bread and rice and beans and like plantains.
Plantains. Do you do the like the crispy, salty plantains or the sweet plantains?
Both, girl.
All right, love that. Wait,
and by me, it's not me. It's my mom.
Well, I did hear Jeff say today there is a kitchen in pickleball, and Jeff said, "Michelle, get out of the kitchen just like you are at home." It's aggressive. We get very competitive over here.
Classic
also,
cafe line.
Jeff's feet are on the head of the chair.
This is the most traditional way to lay out that Jeff is talking about.
If you're a ginger, I guess.
There'll be a photo later of this layout session.
We should get a boy, unique to say the least. We should get a situation.
You
know, Jimmy Clausen's over there too, just lounging. And I will say he's a pickleball champ.
Yeah, he knows what to do with a pickle for sure. He's been in and around one.
That's rude to say without him being able to defend himself.
Well,
over here.
You know, that's his prerogative for sitting over there.
She's like 6 foot fire.
She's got a little pickleball game herself.
Yeah, she does. She does. She was a volleyball. She was like a legit volleyball player.
Athlete, yes.
At HTH athlete. I like that.
ATH.
How about this? We ran into her volleyball partner at the airport in Cabo.
Yeah, we did.
Wild, wild turn of events, which that girl is 6'2".
Yeah.
She's 6'2"?
Yeah.
All right, we're taking shots. All right.
That's some height. We had some height.
All right, hold on. Wait,
pause.
No. You're going to carry
this. We'll do
this.
A 10-second.
Hold on. You know what, Trevor?
We'd like
and I
to thank all of
shot.
Our partners here at the morning after.
There are probably ads in this, but we'll figure it out. Trevor and I are going to take a shot, and Michelle and Matthew are going to take over. The two M's, ready? Go!
This is going to be the quietest 30 seconds this
really
podcast has ever seen.
Time.
It's going to be a really quiet conversation. Michelle and I are the two steady Eddies of our relationships.
Steady Eddies. Well, we're the skeptical ones.
We're just...
Right? We just like to be quiet.
We're just here to observe while Kelly and Jeff are here to do.
Yeah. Kelly and Jeff, buddy.
A bachelorette party walked up to us. Me and Trevor and Jimmy and Jeff, classic. And Kyle, classic, walked up to us. No big deal. Kelly inserted herself because she felt a little bit uncomfortable with how much they were heading towards us, I would say. Listen to this.
They're
panic.
Heading towards the pickleball
court. Can you guys
they
feel the panic in her voice right now? The panic.
You know what? If anything, I helped your situation. I welcome everybody.
And then Kelly wing-womaned us.
Find you later for shots.
Kelly wing-womaned us into some shots later, probably.
I have to take the mic from Michelle because I'm a little... Hold on now.
This
I'm
is
so
your show.
Sorry,
I mean,
I blackballed you from the 22-year-olds that were walking in. You're old.
Blackballed.
That's what I thought you were saying. Did I blackball you?
No. Cock block? Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I'm
Again,
looking for.
Again, the language, it escapes her. It escapes her sometimes.
You're not allowed to
do
something.
Yeah, not...
It is.
Blackball is not
it's
really
not
what
same.
We're...
I'm just helping you out a little bit. I'm sorry.
You know what? I gave Trevor the mic because I thought he was defending me, but he's not. Anyways, continue.
Do you have any English teachers that listen to the show? Because
I hope not, because they'd be wildly disappointed. That's that education from UGA I talked about last week. Right, and
this
we're
is
dialing back in.
This look, you're getting a podcast from Cabo. There's clearly tequila going around. I think you know it's gonna get a little off the really? Tracks.
Blackballed and what was and
cockbox.
Cockbox's
a word. That's a word. Yeah.
What's blackballed?
You get blackballed from an industry like nobody really. You get blackballed from industry. There's a whale out there, by the way.
Oh, there's a whale. Hold on. We're looking for a whale. Like give us one. Right, yep, I see it. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah. I just saw a blowhole.
I'd be really impressed.
Come on, guys.
Because I'm seeing nine different things.
I wouldn't derail an Emmy-winning podcast for nothing. There's a whale.
I don't think this is really a great
I think
podcast,
they give
so let's derail it as much
Emmys
as we can.
Emmys for shows, right?
Example for you.
Okay.
We got blackballed from the montage for sure.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So you get, I was blackballing Matthew from the girls. Yeah, of course I was. Come on.
Sure.
I cockblocked. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was cockblocking until now, but clearly I was. They looked great, though. So cheers to that bachelorette.
Allowed out. They were allowed out.
I wasn't trying to cockblock you. I was really trying to put my, you know, test the waters.
Thanks.
You know what, Kelly? I'm going to say something right now. Uh-huh. I've been wanting to come on this podcast for years.
It hasn't been a. That's
wildly disappointed.
I wanted to be more about me.
Actually, I thought we were gonna get like a me and you, like let's talk, you know. But
I would love to dismiss Matthew from this conversation.
No, no. Look, I love having Matthew here. This is
do
fun.
You? Do you?
I want
to.
I want to get into the nitty gritty here, though.
What would be good is Kelly could get on and interview you, and then you could get on and talk baseball with Kelly. That would go good, right?
I think. Look.
I know baseball. Don't be an asshole.
What I'll say about Kelly and her family, because I've been around them.
Squish the bug.
Squish the bug, Stephen Thoreau.
I've been around them enough to see what you're talking about, the competitive spirit, her brother, her dad. Your dad's hilarious.
He's a baseball coach.
You guys are athletes, and we talk about that. We talked about that today at the court, you know, the pickleball tennis courts. You know, you look around, you can see what families, like, grew up playing sports together and stuff like that. And
I think it's
important. It's really important. You got it all. You can do kind of a little bit of everything.
Cheers. You know what? We all can. And that's why I love this group. I feel like we're active. We go to the pickle court in the morning. We get all of our sweat out. I enjoy it.
Can I tell you what you're best at?
Oh, yes, you can.
Dancing. I mean, if the music comes on. I know you got a few moves that I already know.
Yeah.
Like, I know some of your moves, but I know that once the music comes on, I can rely on you to, like, dance. You're right. Get the party started.
I will say some of the moves are all my moves. I got, like, three. Yeah, uh-huh. That's one.
I'm doing it right now. It's like a shimmy with the shoulders. You shake the boobs a little bit, but then your hands are questioning.
The shimmy shake. You know what?
So I have a video from New Year's that you did the same thing. I saw it today, too. It's like your move.
You know what? When they don't fail, why not continue then?
Bring them back.
Am I right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
How about this? I've seen you dance. No, you got it. You can tell. Like, there's this athlete. But Matthew, if he gets enough tequilas in him, same. He can't.
He can dance. He has a little shoulder.
Michelle and I have
shared a few dances here and there.
Wow, Michelle.
Yes, you have. Like, even this group, it's taken you some time to be around more, because the last year was kind of a blur with the Super Bowl. Like, you weren't around much. And I was with these people. Like, this was my family here. And we had a good time. They knew me. They didn't know you that well. And I think New Year's Eve this year was the first time you kind of, like, really let loose. Yeah. I saw some dancing come out, which that's when I know you feel comfortable.
Yeah. It takes a lot.
Yes. The moment Matthew can, like, turn his hat around where the bill's in front, where you can't see his face.
Oh, shit.
Kyle Murphy.
Hold on. That sounded like it hurt. Was that it?
Yeah, it was a flying squirrel belly flop.
Oh, a belly flop? Is he a lot? Is he?
Oh, shit, the video.
He's crushing it.
Oh, good. All right, we're going to need that video for the podcast.
You guys will see that.
Oh my God, that was okay. Wait, Kelly, you know, this again.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Hold on.
Oh,
a gator. That was a gator.
Do you know
gainer.
What? So at
gator, in gainer.
New Year's Eve, we were all partying at our friend's restaurant. There's some music. The DJ was really good.
DJ was good.
What happened was, I'm sure everyone knows Chris on this podcast.
Yes,
he's
Chef
like
Chris,
the
Chef
hottest.
Chris.
Everyone freaking wants Chris.
Chris
we
Brown.
Get it.
He's taken though. He's
we
taken.
We get
he's
it. Yeah,
too.
But this dude's on the dance floor calling all of us out and like. He's got moves, like real moves. I can move the hips back and forth.
I think you guys
I'm a
all
grinder.
Keep up.
I do like the grinding thing.
You
grew up in the grinding era, bro. Like, what am I supposed to do? I didn't two-step, I grinded.
Okay.
But Chris on the dance floor kept calling us out, and like eventually we had to answer the, you know.
I think you answered it really well. I really do. You feel great
about
it.
I feel really, really good about my performance.
I think we own that dance floor. Now, we might have been the only ones there, but you know what? That doesn't mean we didn't own it. We owned it.
I wasn't there.
Oh, shit. Michelle wasn't there. She was in skiing somewhere. She was snowed in. You missed out a little bit. I will say that was a great New Year's Eve, though, solely because, well, there's multiple things that go to that. The group. It's always the people you're with, but it's also the music. And I do feel like when you can not control, but Alana, who it was a very small group, and Alana, who owns the restaurant, went up to the DJ and said, hey, we're going to need some 2000s hip-hop R&B. And the DJ at first, I know it was me, but at first, the DJ was like, and I was like, she's actually like throwing this party. And he goes, oh, you're one of the owners. She goes, yeah. He goes, of course, I'll change it for you.
Yeah.
DJs are very particular.
Yeah. Stingy guys. They feel like they know what they know and what they know is best, but sometimes you got to throw on a little 2000s rap and let the fucking party go.
There's nothing better than 2000s rap.
There's nothing better than, like...
Yes, there is. 90s rap.
Well, not to
Michelle
dance
says
to.
90s rap.
So I agree to listen to. I'm more of a 90s rap kind of guy.
Yeah, but like, if we're trying to bump.
Dance, like Lil Jon. Put Lil Jon on.
I feel like, so I need some T.I., some Nelly, like old school situations. We were actually talking about concerts earlier, which what was your favorite concert you've ever been to?
I went to a lot of shows growing up. I had a family friend that like was a general manager of a venue, so I went to a lot of shows. My favorite ever show, I mean, so there's two completely different things. Elton John at the Wiltern is a very small, and I told Michelle Shawn Mendes came out with him. He's a very talented dude.
Okay.
Met him in an Oscars bathroom.
How'd that go for you, Nine?
One of the stranger bathroom experiences in my life.
Shawn or Elton?
Shawn.
Okay.
So, we went to the Oscars after party last year. We got, Vanity Fair party, correct? Would love another invite. Sick party. Shout out to Vanity Fair. Love it.
Did he sing to you or something? Because I can sing.
Think about this.
Bro.
I was like, he really made an impression on Matthew. Like, what happened in this bathroom?
No, so I walk in to the bathroom. It's like a four, like, doored bathroom type situation. Yeah, but it's like doors.
Did he
like,
know you?
No. But I walk in, and Rami Malek, who, amazing actor, right? Played the guy in Queen. Amazing, right? So he's in there.
He's Egyptian, by the way.
He's yapping it up with some guy. They're talking in a language that I don't know. So I'm just trying to fucking keep my head down and mind my own business. Mendez comes out of the bathroom stall. Fucking door smashes me in the side.
No.
And he's like, sorry, man. I'm like, yeah, it's all good, bro. What's up? And I'm like, oh. In my head, I'm like, fuck, Shawn Mendes.
You knew him?
Yeah, so then I duck in. Use the restroom, come back out, and fucking Jason Momoa pops out of the other one.
And which is also Michelle's hall pass. She's sitting right here.
Flexed it off in the mirror. I won. It wasn't a big deal.
I would choose.
He then like pulled his hair out, and I said, yeah, I got no chance.
I would choose you over Jason Momoa every day of the week.
I mean, if we're all being honest with ourselves. Michelle, stop lying over there.
Yeah,
we're being honest with ourselves. No, Momoa's a stud. But it was like, it was just the craziest Oscar moment of my. I was sitting there going, what bathroom did I just enter? Like, it was, we hit all the corners. It was wild. It was fun.
The wildest celebrity in that bathroom.
Momoa asked me for a towel to dry his hands. I don't know if he thought I was the guy that.
Did he tip you?
And I was like, yo, take a hundo off you. Let's go.
Yeah, stop being cheap, Momoa.
We need that bathroom. But what an attendant tip right now. I'm dead.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, again, it is 2023, and I truly believe that therapy is a key to having just a better you. If you're having any anxiety or any feelings that don't feel right, BetterHelp is here to help you. It is convenient. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you because it makes you feel empowered. You don't have to vent to your significant others like I do with Matthew. You can vent to a therapist instead. And they can actually help you get a hold of those feelings. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. So if you're busy like me, this is an easy way to get the therapy you need. I love it too. It's easy scheduling. They work around my schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So say you don't like your therapist, you can switch. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy really can get you there, guys. Visit betterhelp.com/morningafter today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/morningafter.
Okay. All right. So wait, going back. So Elton John and Shawn Mendes.
Elton John, Shawn Mendes was like an incredible show. He had like this piano. And this dude, Elton John, he's a little older, but his energy was off the fucking charts.
Yeah.
And I think if you've seen a lot of live shows, you appreciate people that have energy.
Yeah,
that
I agree. I agree.
Control a crowd. And even if you don't like
their
music.
You can perform.
Exactly. Even if you don't like their music. For instance, I saw a Blink-182 concert, and I don't listen to them, but they were so good live.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I liked it. So
okay.
Elton did his thing. It was amazing.
So it was Elton Shawn came out. Okay, so that was your like.
That was like 1A or 1B, whatever.
Okay.
And then my other one was Lil Wayne.
Ooh.
And it was at the height of Lil Wayne. And
how high were you?
I probably was high.
I feel like you have to be for Lil Wayne. If you weren't high yourself, you're high off his.
We had really good seats, and then I told Matthew this story actually last night that we went on his tour bus afterwards.
Oh.
So one of my good baseball friends is named Delmon Young. And at the time, Wayne had a podcast. Like, on ESPN. And he was writing articles for ESPN, yes.
Wait,
and
Lil Wayne?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. So he mentioned at one point that his favorite baseball players were Prince Fielder and Delmon Young.
Ooh,
and
I like Prince Fielder, Michigan guy.
Yeah, Detroit Tigers.
See, I know my baseball.
So Delmon's like, you know, I grew up with him. So I told Delmon, you're coming with me to this concert. And we hooked it up through my family friend and Wayne's security, and we went on his bus afterwards and met him, and he was like the coolest dude, and like was very appreciative to like meet Delmon, which I thought was cool.
Yeah,
who I was, which is fine. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh my god, he's like a staple.
Olivia, Delmon, and my other friend Rob, and we just went on there, and it was like everything you expect from a tour bus.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Like, there's guys on there. There was one dude, and I don't know how explicit we get on this.
No, go
podcast,
for it. We were explicit.
There was one guy rolling joints. One
uh-huh.
guy, no. That's the beginning. That's number one.
Jeez, Trevor, this is a family show.
I think they were blunts. One guy rolling blunts. Another guy taking Jolly Ranchers out for the promethazine.
God, I don't even know what that is.
So that's the lean. That's the cough syrup.
Oh.
So they were like, there was literally one guy.
Do you know what that means?
His whole job was to unroll Jolly Ranchers.
Wait, when you unroll Jolly Ranchers.
Because you do Sprite, Jolly Rancher, promethazine.
Wait, okay. What the fuck is promethazine?
I saw it.
There's lots of things I don't know.
It's hydrocodone, basically.
Hold on. That's why you can't buy that when you're like underage. Right. They like check all your things.
I'm gonna say this right now on this podcast. I've done it one time. So I had like a cold or some shit, and I got it prescribed to me.
But you took cough syrup.
I don't like to take.
That's normal. Got it at Rite Aid. They checked my ID.
Super racy, Trevor. Keep it going.
Sorry, guys. I don't.
I was coughing up a lung.
I don't like to
take. And I got so high.
Medicine when doctors prescribe it to me, I just don't like it.
I did it. What were the doctors prescribing for you for a cold?
I'm like, I don't fucking want ibuprofen. I'll just wear it.
God, this
I'll
is men.
It,
you know what? Men can't handle a fucking cold.
It wasn't a cold. Whatever. Anyways, the story is I got this promethazine. I was like, I'm not taking this.
So okay.
So I had it like stockpiled, if you will. And then one day I was like, you know what? I've like heard about this. Like, let's do it.
Pause. You wouldn't take it for the cold, but you want to take it recreationally.
Take it for a good time.
It sounds
stupid.
I know it sounds stupid, but I did it. So
I've always wondered why they check ID for cough syrup. So this is why, right here. Okay.
So you're the
person that's fucked everyone over.
Yeah, I did. So it was Sprite, right, Jolly Rancher, promethazine, and I did it. And for real, you feel like you're floating through life.
Really?
Like your feet aren't touching the ground, or like if you're in a car, if the car is a fucking flying car. Like the ground is not an option. You're just floating.
So
that's
this is like real.
I've only done it one time.
Wait, do you suck on the Jolly Rancher, or do
you just drink the drink?
It's like for flavor. In the drink.
Exactly. It's for flavor.
How much did you drink?
That's a good question.
So you have to do it in styrofoam, because obviously.
Obviously what?
I can't.
Why?
I can't believe I'm telling this right now on your podcast.
Wait. Why do you have to drink it in styrofoam?
That's just the way it's double cup styrofoam.
Wait, is that because it's in the lyrics of a rap song?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, if you're from Texas.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
If you're from Texas.
Yes.
Have you done this?
No.
It's more of a Houston thing.
It's a Houston thing. It's a Paul Wall. It's the whole deal. Yeah, he's got some hits.
I don't know how he got
some
here.
Hits.
I'm not sure how,
you know
how
we got here. It's because you went to Lil Wayne concert and you went on his tour
bus. That was my second favorite concert. And that's it.
Dialing it back
but
in.
He was really. You want to know why it was good?
Because you're on promethazine?
I was not on promethazine. No. Because, so I've been to a lot of rap shows also.
Okay.
And so a lot of times there's too many people on stage. Yeah. And so Wayne, it was him and a live band.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that is
all
cool.
All his beats.
Okay.
And he fucking...
He crushed it.
And what makes a show is how involved the fans are, the crowd.
Yeah.
And it was like, I've never seen anyone have control over a group of people the way he had control
over the
crowd.
That's actually really cool.
Anything he said, it was like, people went nuts.
Yeah.
It was at the height of his fame, and it was...
What year was this?
I think it was... 09.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Because this is also what, like, T-Pain's run and T.I. It's all the good artists back in the day.
Yeah, they're probably
I'm a huge
a
T-Pain
little
fan.
Bit earlier than Wayne.
No
Wayne,
one else is a real big T-Pain
like,
fan like
to,
me.
To, like, compare those artists is probably not fair.
No. I didn't mean to compare.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to compare.
Like,
I'm just, like, mentioning other
wrong.
Artists that were in the picture at this point. So, like, Eminem was in the picture. Who was in the picture at this point?
Yes.
Like, Eminem. The like the head, like, rap. Like Ying Yang Twins? I know you can't. I know that's it, but like they were in the mix.
But Wayne was like.
Drake? Was Drake in the picture yet?
Barely started. Just 09, started. I went to the Super Bowl. Drake performed on the stage or on the bar at Liv.
Just throwing that out there. Just throwing and that I out. Like, I was really fucking cool.
No.
Guys, I wasn't there. I wasn't invited.
That's true.
This is also the axe hair situation where I wasn't invited to any of this shit. So, continue. All right. But now going back, what was your favorite concert?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Who's this, Usher? Oh, I heard Usher's bad. He said Usher. Who's Usher's bad?
We went to a bunch of teammates. We rented out probably great seats again for Eminem and Jay-Z. They did a home and home. One was at Comerica, which we went to in Detroit, which was sick. And then I think Jay-Z did one at, where the Yanks play. So, yeah, I think it was outside, bro. Like,
yeah, it was sick.
Outside,
it was sick.
Sick.
It was
so they, like, set him up on center field, and we had, like, great seats, and then got to go meet those guys afterwards, which was awesome. But
I don't think I – was I in that mix?
I think so.
I was there.
Yeah, you know, you were there for sure.
A long time ago.
It was a bunch of teammates, so it was a lot of fun. We were all letting it rip.
I don't think – did I go meet – I don't think I'm at Jay-Z, though.
No,
I'm at
Eminem.
Eminem,
though. Yeah.
Okay. Which, like, he's Marshall. Very much – yeah, what you would expect. Very nice.
Mr. Mathers.
Very dope.
It was dope.
So sure. Dope.
But, no, that was a cool one just because it was, like, people in Detroit loved it because they are so – Detroit heavy.
As they should
be. He was an absolute savage when it comes to Eminem growing up. Like, he was an absolute master. Like, people feel the way they want to feel about him. Like, I don't care, but dude, that guy is a savage back in the day on his mic.
Eminem? I think they're just like, people like who aren't Eminem fans aren't like, they don't get it.
Yeah, and he just kind of like, he stopped doing it for a long time.
He did stop.
And whatever, tried to come back or whatever, but like, you listen to his stuff, like, word for word, he's a savage.
There's nobody on the planet that knows anything about hip-hop that would say that Eminem's not, like, in the top five conversation.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like,
so it's him and Wayne. So those two are, like, cement. I mean, those two are – I'm not in a place to speak on
you
who
had to, if you had to pick your top five. Okay. This is good. Between you two.
I mean, this is
–
but mine are
going to
be silly.
That,
but mine are subjective. Mine are what I like, not, like, what I think are the greatest lyricists. So, I grew up listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony, so I listened to them, like, my entire childhood. I think they're awesome. But I'm not going to have them in my top five. But I think that's, like, my favorite group to listen to, okay? But
how about top five lyricists? Like, that can't – or not lyricists, but, like
– I'm going to get in so much trouble. People are like, what is this idiot saying? But I think –
no one listens to this podcast that cares, so go ahead.
Maybe – I don't know. Maybe no hip-hop aficionados listen to
Dial
this?
Dial in, ladies.
Dial it in.
Trevor,
let me know in the comments about what you think about my fucking picks
top
right now.
Five lyricists of
and
all
like,
time.
I'm not even like a super hip hop guy.
When you guys switch to Disney music right now, we're gonna say we believe
Lil
you.
Wayne,
we understand
this is in
why
no
you're
particular
switching to Disney music right now for your kids.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm gonna just throw it out there. You put me on the spot here. Holy shit!
All right. How about we'll do this?
Lil Wayne, Eminem, Mac Dre.
Is that Outkast? Matt Dre's Outkast.
No,
right?
He's not.
Wait, I thought Dre was part of Outkast.
Matt Dre's Bay Area. His face.
Who's the Outkast guys?
Andre 3000.
Sorry.
And Big Boy. And I would include Andre 3000.
Yeah,
I think
he's
really incredible.
Good. Thank you. I got one.
You really, he's incredible. So that's four.
Kelly, not competitive.
I put, you know what?
Got one.
I will bite the bullet here and say Drake. I think he's had enough run here that he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I put Mac Dre in there. Mac Dre's Bay Area. So you're referencing Tupac should be in mine. No. It's too I'm not that old, Michelle.
Oh!
Michelle, no, we're talking about CD version, not vinyl.
Fuck you guys.
The Morning After is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be, well, overwhelming. Like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you deserve is so easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate and their tool will provide worldwide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah!
And podcast over.
Holy
there's a
shit.
Whale in the water.
Y'all, someone! Wow! Someone
turns out
this.
You can just turn your TV on and
turns
see
out
all the whales
you can turn
you'd
on
like
Apple
on
TV
Discovery,
and this is probably a screensaver.
People are absolutely freaking out that there's
That's
a
incredible.
Whale off the
Holy
coast
shit,
of our
this
house.
Is wild.
We've got Jeff running yeah, to Jeff film it.
Jeff is
Crystal
Jeff,
has
Matthew's
drowned
doing
her
the play-by-play
play
here.
This whale
okay,
as well.
Jeff's got his camera out. They are huge.
You've made a comment that it's
okay,
a
hold
huge
on.
Whale.
We're waiting for them to jump again. They're literally jumping.
Whales
is this called
small,
breaching? What's this
also,
called? Someone's got the. Someone
huge.
Has got
it's
the.
So
someone take a picture of this.
Really
the binoculars are now out. The massive. Will someone take a picture of this? The binoculars are now out. Oh, and you know what? It always happens. You bring out the photo. You run to the scene to take the photo, and then it never fucking happens again. No, it's not. Miami Buffalo's tied. Turns out, guys, this has been an epic podcast. I really want to go see the
I'm
whales.
Just experiencing Slutty Sunday for the first time. Everyone just got up in their bathing suit. Oh,
Trevor is You know what? Trevor's normally mesmerized by his wife, which, as we all are. Okay, hold on. Oh, Jeff is not pulling down his pants.
On a more...
Guys,
we'll bring back the poop on a more cordial podcast.
If you came inside here, you see Jeff pull down his pants.
That's not something I want to see. I love my seat.
Oh my God, it's so good. Someone get a picture. Slutty Sunday. His ass is out.
Classic Jeff in a slut.
Okay. Long story short, do we want to know my favorite concert?
Oh, yeah.
Not really?
We were so
dialed in
worried
on that.
About what your favorite
All right, well, we're
going to
close
was.
This out in a good way. All right, so my favorite concert, I would say the Eminem and Jay-Z was awesome just because it was a good vibe. Also, I saw...
Oh, you were there.
Yeah. God, you're such an asshole. You didn't see Beyonce. I saw Beyonce with a bunch of the Lion's wives at Ford Field, which I was pregnant. She, performer of all time, hot. She, her, okay, let's just announce. Okay, we can announce people who can sing and rap and whatever, but performers, what do you got? You
yeah,
have Beyonce. Can I tell you another one that we went to? Justin Timberlake.
He's Tim.
A yes, so good.
He is good. Who else?
Pitbull. He's the best performer.
Pitbull coming in hot from
God.
Michelle.
Edit,
I had not seen
edit,
Pitbull. I had not
edit.
Seen Pitbull.
Cut.
Matthew and I are massive Zach Brown fans.
Yeah, I like Matt. Well, yeah, I like Zach.
He just can't perform. Awesome. He's not like a dancer, but they're like acoustic. Like they can perform in that.
He's a stud. He's been cool though.
What? Oh, gosh. All right. What's your... Okay, name yours. Yeah. No, top two. Top two.
What am I naming?
Your concert. Performers. You know what I want to see? Bruno Mars. Have you seen Bruno Mars?
I want to see Bruno. I like Bruno.
Cool.
Bruno would be fun.
Is, oh, God, get out of here.
He's like
you just
Filipino
said he's
Pitbull.
Like, he's like Pitbull.
My favorite performer is Dave Grohl.
I like Dave Grohl.
Okay. I don't even know who that is. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. But
do you?
Yes. But
Dave Grohl is like a legend, like a music legend. Not even like he's a good performer. He's like was the drummer of Nirvana, the frontman of Foo Fighters, and like everyone respects the shit out of Dave Grohl.
Dave's great.
I really don't know who that might be. Are you out? Okay, well, everyone's leaving because it is a tie game, Buffalo,
finally,
Miami,
Kelly,
and the whales are gone.
Kelly,
so we're going to close this out. Trevor, you have to close it out with us.
Kelly, finally a little alone time. You know, we get rid of the poof.
The poofs are gone.
All the background noise.
You really want my alone time?
Let's talk about these palm trees and beautiful waves crashing
okay.
into the ocean.
I have no idea what's happening. You
sure
know those
ASMR
calm
means?
Calm commercials that we're doing? Just listen to the ocean. Well, and then they fucking
well,
start playing rap.
Fuck it up with the music.
All right, y'all, we're going to close this thing out. Thanks for joining us via the Cabo podcast. Trevor Plouffe is, thank you so much. If you want to listen to him, he is on John Boy Media and...
What else? I mean, that's it. Talking baseball today. Mm-hmm, I don't know if you want to listen to that, but check out my wife on Instagram. I am
that
sure.
Too, can I tell you something? It's hot guys talking about sports. There's nothing, you
yeah.
know, it's good.
And listen, ladies. There's nothing like knowing a little fucking spin rate access from a pitcher Like, what more could you want to know than this guy really grips the slider tight? You know what I mean?
Oh my God! All right, we're out. Ready? Count this down. 1, 2, 3. Rayuna.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Hey, Friday Night Lights fans. It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond is an episode-by-episode discussion of the hit TV series Friday Night Lights, hosted by yours truly, Scott Porter, who played Jason Street on the show, and my two wonderful co-hosts.
Me, Zach Guilford, a.k.a. Matt Saracen.
And me, Mae Whitman, a.k.a. someone who wasn't on the show, but really, really loves it a lot.
We will also bring on some special guests, answer your questions, and tell you about what's going on in our lives today.
It's Not Only Football. Friday Night Lights and Beyond is available now wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose!